Music can help break down hierarchical barriers in a family. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Copes, professor of music education at Case Western Reserve University, says bringing everyone together is a hallmark of music.
Experiencing music together as a family in the community is important for parents and children because of the opportunity to experience mutuality. This breaks down hierarchical relationships, helping families try new things together. In my recent study of the role of music in families' everyday lives, I found many examples of engagement in community music for families, including attending concerts and festivals, playing outdoor instruments, dancing at weddings and bar and bat mitzvahs, and singing and playing instruments in worship services. Much of the time, parents and children function in a hierarchical relationship, in which the parent is in charge of daily elements like feeding, clothing, and getting places on time, as well as broader charges such as guiding children's moral, social, and intellectual development. Experiencing mutuality in a relationship refers to having shared experiences as co-participants, not an organizer and a receiver, or a teacher and a learner. Experiences of mutuality can be a welcome change of pace for both parents and child. A second hallmark of community musicking is trying new things together. In my study, one child remarked, "I don't dance," but then danced with his mom at a wedding. Another child participated in a drum circle for the first time while his father took a video on his phone documenting the event. Circumstance joined other families to play the outdoor xylophones and drums near a botanical garden together, spontaneous music making for the fun of it. Recognizing the benefits of mutuality and opportunities to try new things can help both organizers of community music events and families. For organizers, setting up events to invite participation and reduce barriers to participation can tap into these benefits. Families can take advantage of apps and community calendars to find the fun, free, accessible events happening in their communities.
That was Lisa Copes of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.